So one of the, this last article we wanted to touch on.
This is cool. I like this.
The Seattle Times is about how late surges for progressive candidates. I remember thinking that Shama Sawant was unbelievably optimistic to think that she could come from as far down as she could in just a matter of a couple of days. And yet she was right. And I was wrong. And she was not the only one. And Andrew Lewis was one of the beneficiaries. He was behind Jim Pugel on election night and ended up winning his race, too. And so there's an analysis of all these young the progressive voters tend to be young, just to, for a broad swath. And they all hang on to their ballots until the last second. And then they end up tipping the race significantly in favor of the more liberal cause.
Which is weird because it makes it more like when you had to vote in person on voting day prior to permanent absentee ballots or the all mail-in ballots. So it's weird. Yeah. It's like it's back to the future. But the statistics are great. The median age for ballots returned on by November 1st was 56.
Okay, November 1st, meaning early.
Yes, early. Yes. The median age for ballots returned by November 5th was 47.
Uh-huh.
And then for the very last minute, the last time your ballot could be eligible to be counted, the median age was 36 years old. So that's dropped by 20 years.
That's great. That's 36 then.
Yeah. No, see, I get mine in early because I love getting the mail in and thinking I get a mailer from some candidate I don't like. I think, this is wasted
money.
This is what democracy vouchers look like. Got wasted on this candidate and because I voted 2 weeks ago.
So I'm assuming, and again, this is just a bad assumption, I guess, but I'm assuming that the young voters and any last-minute voters
are
like
all commies.
Me,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's that we're procrastinators. I love this. The Seattle Times spin is, apparently millennials are high-information voters, and they like to collect a lot of information before they finally vote. I go, really?
Is that what it's called, collecting information? I see that everywhere, people walking around collecting information and bumping into lampposts as they're collecting information.
So anyway, I think there can be, in a lot of races, when some big scandal breaks out after you turn in your ballot, what are you going to do? But good for you for voting early. That means
you're
56 and I'm 36. I like that breakdown.